Okay, we're continuing in the Sefer Gofavi, and we're at the bottom of page Samachay, Rose Pei Gimel, it's 83. Jeanette, wasn't there a sheet that I sent? Oh, okay, fine. So, we're dealing with how to learn the book of Bereshis, the beginning of the creation. And yes, it was a very significant class, a lot of information. And by using the question and answer format, this is proven to be the most highly effective educational tool. And as one learns Bereshis, one should use the question and answer format in that way as you read every word and ask the question, who created the heavens and earth? And we ended off with that last point that you should even point heavenly words as you respond. Hashem created the heavens and nothing else. Okay, we're now three lines from the bottom of page Samachay in the middle of Pei Gimel. V'chein ha'odah matzpia la'aretz k'nisker la'el. And so should a person point to the earth in a similar way. K'mo sh'b'nei Yisrael hitzpiu, just as the Jewish people pointed at the Sea of Reeds when they said, Ze keli vanveu, this is my God and I will glorify him. Ve'omer la'kadosh baruch hu, and you should be talking to God and saying, Ato yisparach baros es oretz, you, O blessed one, have created the earth. And you say, V'chi oretz na'as eso me'alet me'aleha, was the earth made by itself? Lo velo, certainly not. El ato yisparach baros azos, but rather you, O blessed one, created this earth. V'chein ha'om ram amam shiches ha'pasuk ha'ala, and the person should continue further on in the pasuk. L'dugma, for example, vayehi or, when he's on the pasuk, vayehi or, and let there be light. And he reflects on the light, as we said before. When he asks himself, Mi bara es ha'or, who created the light? And he responds similarly, Ato yisparach baros es ha'or, you, O blessed one, have created the light. Kein ala odom lavor prat, va'od prat, and that's how the person goes over detail after detail. As kol ma'aseh bereishis, he goes over all the acts of creation. Ulhisponein beprot anivroim aninsoim lefonav, and he reflects on all the things that are created, that are found before him. V'lishol b'chol dover, and he asks on every item, mi bara zos, who created this? V'lomar la'atzmo, and he says to himself, but in the brackets it says, but in a way in which you're speaking to God, as will be further explained. Ato yisparach baroso chayfez, you, O blessed one, have created this object. So, as we're looking at the table, even we say, who created the table? Right? Well, who created the table? As we're learning out this table, we should be reflecting on where's this table from? And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created this table. This is, as we've said, this is the kind of experience that will cause you not to talk Lashon Hara at the table anymore. Because you realize if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this table, we have no business speaking Lashon Hara at this table. That's what's called living with Hashem. Then you won't be able to speak Lashon Hara. Right? And as we said yesterday, I've had the name wrong. I don't remember if I, but like we said, the Berditchever would comment on the Pasuk Vayehi Or, Hashem, please bring light into my life. So it's this constant recognition as you go through the Seder Bereishis. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim did whenever he felt a little weak. So, you know, if you're ready to go to a wedding and your spouse isn't ready and you're running late and you may feel that you could start to get a little bit anxious and you could get a little bit uptight, So what's the best thing to do? If you're already feeling a little bit uptight, then open up to page 2 in the Eretz Kro Chumash and start reading the Sefer, the story of Bereishis. It's similar to what the P.S.S. and the Rebbe said, learn Torah before you get angry. If you think you're going to get angry, because you focus on the Torah, you won't get angry. So let's make it even simpler. Just read Sefer Bereishis. Read the creation. Because not only is it Torah, but it's the kind of Torah that will remind you that there is a creator in this world. And as childish as it appears, that's what your neshama is looking for. It's looking for that simple, simple truth, because that's what really hits the neshama. These simple truths more than anything else. You should try it with you. If you have little children or little grandchildren, try it with them. And the Rebbe, and the Tzaddik saying, this is what's gonna work. This is gonna make the difference. Okay, Pei Dalet. Now, here's another important point he brings up. There's an order to this. Yesh hevdol yesodi bein anifroim shenivru im haaretz lebein haadam. There's a fundamental difference between the creations that were created with man and between man himself. Meaning to say, kasher haadam mashrish bekirbo, shashamayim haaretz achayis vofus, etc. nivra al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when a person is able to implant within himself that the heavens and the earth and the wild animals and the birds and everything else in this world was created through Hashem, harei dvorim alolohem chutz alohadam, but all these things are outside of man. It's less threatening to say that God created everything else. Ulam avodas ha'adam, this is a hard one, li'achar mikein, but the service of man afterwards, is lahashish bekirbo shu'atzma nivrasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to implant in himself that he himself is a creation of God. V'lachush zos heitev, and to feel this well. Meaning to say, it's easier to believe that other things were created by God than to believe that you yourself are created by God. So there's a step, within this second step, the first step being to constantly talk about Hashem. To constantly say there is a creator. Now we're going a step further to say that everything was created. So start with everything else before you start with yourself. It's a lot easier to say the table was created than you were. It's less threatening. But when you start thinking about yourself, then you'll think like this. A person should then reflect on his hand, al haregel, on his foot, etc., etc., b'chol evarov, on every one of his physical body parts. K'moshe kosev b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar says, what? Sheha adam tzorech lahamlich as HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol evarov. A person must coronate Hashem over each and every one of his body parts. That's what you have to do. God is not just king over you, he's king over each one of your organs. Now, wondering, that's a pretty weird thing to do. But if you have the time, it's something you do every year on Erev Yom Kippur, right when you're in shul, or right before you go to shul, when you say the prayer called Tefillah Zaka. If you recall in Tefillah Zaka, which is a very appropriate introduction to Yom Kippur, where you say, Hashem, you gave me a body, and you go through every single body part. You gave me a mouth. You gave me eyes, etc., etc. And you gave me them for a certain purpose, to learn Torah and to listen to Torah and to see the words of Torah. And what have I done? I've used my mouth to say things I shouldn't say and my eyes to look at things. It goes through the whole thing. And you say how terrible you feel that you've used those body parts in the wrong way. That's what really Tefillah Zaka is. So why is Tefillah Zaka so effective? Because it's Erev Yom Kippur. And Erev Yom Kippur, at least, chutch one day of the year, you're not dealing with the mishigasim of the world. Your neshama is open. Because it's Erev Yom Kippur, your neshama is more open. And it is the most simplistic of prayers. There's nothing sophisticated about that prayer. Nothing at all sophisticated. It is so simplistic. And if you really have the time, and if you really can think about it, you usually will be crying by the time you're finished with Tefillah Zaka. Right. So, because it's addressing the most simplistic understanding that God created every part of your body, and that's what you said. But on Yom Kippur, I'm going to change. On Yom Kippur, I'm going to use my lips to kiss the Sefer Torah, even though my lips may have kissed the things it shouldn't have kissed the whole year long. I'm going to use every one of my body parts the way it's properly done. In other words, what am I doing? I'm coronating God over every one of my body parts, because that's ultimately everything that I am. So you know what? You don't have to reserve Tefillah Zakah for Yom Kippur. If your spouse is late for the wedding, start saying Tefillah Zakah. Oh, you won't get in a fight that day. Guaranteed. You won't get into a fight that day. Right? You can pull out Tefillah Zakah whenever you want. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not going to be no overkill on it. And that's wholly appropriate. That's what he's, and he continues inside. Ulevarlo bechol prat uprat. You go over every detail of your body. Shunivr shel kodesh borol. That he's a creation of God. Not just to say, I'm created by God. That's too general. So who's the I? We go through every body part. And every body part is created by God. Ulanasos lachushos pepshitas. And you try to really feel it in a simple way. Vecholzman shadayin lachushos pepshitas. And as long as you don't feel this in a simple way, you're not there. Then yamshich la'ashes osbuli. Then you keep working on it. Keep working on implanting that in your heart. V'chalzman shadayin lochashos b'pshitus. Yeah, asher yisko lochashos adver b'pshitus. Until you merit to feel the simplicity of these words. Okay, pehei. And now he's just mentioning general ideas again that are ideas that are meant to continuously be happening on every one of these levels. So he says, Avodas Ha'odom Ben Yezeh Befrat, the service of the individual in this area specifically, U'b'chol N'yonim B'chlal, and in every one of these steps in general, as every step is done, you have to do it in the following way, Mischalek Ges L'Beis Chalokim, is divided up into two parts. Echad number one is Kfiyas Zman B'chol Yom L'Hizbonin B'dvarim, setting aside time every day to reflect on these things. Meaning to say, you set aside time during the day when I'm going to do this. I'm going to sit down and reflect. I'm going to go through Bereishis. I'm going to look at the world. I'm going to reflect that way. I designate a time. And based, b'meshach hazman, hayom, and also during the course of the day. Or it's at different times. Just stop for a moment and reflect. He'll describe that in a minute. And it said in the brackets, this is, of course, excluding the time when you're learning Torah, because then you're involved in Torah learning. It's not the time when you're mamish in the middle of learning to do those other kinds of things. But he says, what should you be doing? Al ha'adam liskor is nekuda savoda. The person has to remember the point of service that he's at and that he's working on. Es osa nekuda shabohu osa kliknos. That point he's working on acquiring. Le'erech approximately kol chatzi shah, every half an hour. Every half an hour, stop and go through this exercise. Lasos lo maskir melisa, to create some kind of memory, a reminder for this. She yaz kiruhu es nekudas avodaso, that he should remember the point of his service. Ule'inyin havoda sheba anu asukimata, and in terms of the service which you are engaged with right now. For example, a person should remember about every half hour that everything is created by Hashem. You should reflect on a specific object that's in front of you. He should ask himself in this way of questioning. The way of question and answer. Who created this object? So we're looking at two machines that are recording my voice right now. So he goes, who created this? Who created these objects? Yes, okay, it was the Sanyo company happened to put the pieces together. The Sanyo company happened to put the pieces together. But who put the pieces of the Sanyo company together? Who put the president of Sanyo together? Right? Who put the machines together? Who keeps the machines going? Right? So it's not just one little thing. You know, there must have been, I don't know how many people were involved in making this piece of equipment that's in front of me. I don't know. In the total, 100 people? I don't know. The whole company? Different people doing different things. So somebody who put the pieces together. Somebody did the quality control. There's a lot involved. Who gave mankind the genius to come up with this idea to make this thing? Who did that? If not you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And then, you know, Ula Hashiv last one, to answer to himself, Atah Yisbarach Shemo Barasa, you Hashem, you created this. And then, of course, you know, you can go on with this. You don't have to stop with this. This is really, you know, all this meditation business, this is what it is. You know, you don't have to go to, you know, the meditation gurus. You know, it's like so funny. Like what we're learning, if I would just be saying that, oh, Rabbi so-and-so is coming to town to teach this, then 50 people come to Malava Malka to hear what he has to say. You know. And what we're learning, you know, what we're just learning, you know, 6:15 in the morning, you know, it's the same rabbi's teaching. You know, this is mamish, we did a class, we had a special affair, big meditator is coming, gonna teach how to meditate. Rabbi so-and-so from Jerusalem. Woo, we have to go see him. You know. But this, you know, in this book, this is all of it. This is all the fancy, the glitz. You know, we're gonna flock to see him. You know, but you know, we don't have the right PR, unfortunately. So only a handful of people are appreciating this. Right? You know, everyone thinks it's gotta come from a distance. Then it's really exciting. But this is everything that meditation is all about. This is everything that's predicated on. And just during the day, just to sit in front of the tape recorder. Sit in front of your computer. In front of your computer. You listen in front of your computer. Who created this computer? How did it happen? How did the wisdom come that human beings could come up with such unbelievable abilities? And then you go further. You don't stop at that. Then you say, okay, and why has Hashem brought this recording device into this world? For what purpose is this device? For what purpose? Is it merely to listen to rock music? Is that why Hashem gave mankind the ability to use this machine? Or did he say, you know, there's the ability to put Torah on the internet. The ability that so many people can learn this Torah. And therefore, you know, we should thank Hashem that this is a step to bring us closer to Mashiach. I mean, these are the kinds of things you should be saying, Hashem, you're unbelievable. You know? Even though people don't want to get up early to learn Torah, but they could always click on and hear Torah. I mean, these are ideas that you can be dwelling on, and it makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu real to you. And this is something you should be doing, you know, at various periods throughout the day. The tzaddik is saying every half hour. You don't have to spend 20 minutes every time. It could just be a minute. Just a minute, just to reflect on those things. That's what it's talking about, you know, living with this idea that Hashem has created everything. And then you throw in yourself, and he created my fingers, created my mouth, and my mouth is speaking into the tape recorder, and I have to be careful. And Baruch Hashem, my mouth is saying these beautiful things, but I gotta be careful later on when people get me upset that my mouth might want to say things that are not the things it shouldn't be saying, and I know I shouldn't be saying it because you've created that same mouth. And they just go, you know, that's boring. You know, but that's what does it. That is exactly what does it. And if you do that throughout the day, there's no way you're going to be talking Lashon Hara. There's no way you're going to be doing things you shouldn't be doing. It's as simple as that. It's a simple meditative process. You know, okay, so now we could do it with that calm voice. You know, the whispering voice. Okay, that gives it a little bit more glitz. You don't need to do that. You don't need any of that stuff. You just say it simple. Just say it simple. Talk that way. So he goes on. So that's how you should integrate these words inside your heart. Regardless if it's the set time in the day, or whether it's at that moment, at that brief moment throughout the day, when you think about it. So he doesn't tell you I think I may have had a typo on this one. I think I wrote, I'm not sure, I wrote you should do it for a half an hour. I'm not sure. It should be every half an hour. I don't know if there's a typo. It's an 85, it would be either one of them. Okay, what about the line before that? I didn't write, like, for a full half hour. No, that's good. Okay, anyway. So that's, you know, how long it's going to take a whole day, he's not saying. Okay? But every half hour, okay, once you've, now remember, this is all progression. Like, you know, he's ahead of where we should be right now. Because remember, we're still on the screensaver saying, Kirvas Elohim Li Tov, right? We're still way back, earlier in the book. No, but kol chatzi shah, every half hour. No, approximately every half hour. If it would be four half hour, it would be le'erech chatzi shah. No, le'erech, to an approximation of every half hour. Take out the word kol. Shouldn't have the word kol, it should be then chatzi shah. Kol means every half hour. Not the whole. No, kol ha-chatzi shah. That wouldn't fit in. It's every half hour. So you know, we're still on the part where the screensaver is going across. I woke up this morning, the screensaver is coming across very slowly. Kirvas Elohim Li Tov, and then going to the line below, Kirvas Elohim Li Tov. Okay, we're still working on that one. But when you're getting that idea, and it's getting in there, yeah, okay, there is Hashem. Okay, so now we're moving to the next step. So then, you know, you get, I don't know, can you get your computer every half hour to pop up something?
Yeah, sure, you do a reminder now.
Yeah. Every half hour. And every half hour, you know, just reflect on something that God has created.
You can even go through, you could start your day, you could say, okay, now you're reflecting on the eyes, now you're reflecting, and it'll pop up and say, reflect on your eyes.
Okay, so when we're ready, we're not ready for that now, that's already too onerous. But you could do that, you'll go, you know, just deal with, you know, every half hour. Okay, so you're not going to start every half hour, right? You're going to start every, you know, once a day, you know, put it on the computer, pops up, best thing is right when you come to the office, right? You're probably checking your emails is the first thing you do. Most people, they sit down, okay, let's check the 100 spam emails, let's get rid of them, and let's look at the 5 important emails or whatever. So, or just like, you know, you have this idea you get from these places, what do you call it? You get from whatever, this nice organization that gives you the thought for the day. You know, the nice little Dvar Torah for the day, for which are wonderful things. But you do a lot better with this every day. You know, I get from Torah.org or whatever. They're wonderful things. You know, to spend on other little times of the day. But the one that'll make the difference, maybe that's the one we should make. But no one will want it because they're going to say it's so boring, right? You know, it's just, you know, you get that thought for the day, a reflection of the day. Today we're going to reflect on the hands, and then tomorrow we're going to reflect on the eyes. And every day, you know, I don't know how long you can go for that to get a different thing. But you can get a number of things and to reflect on that and to read about it for a minute. And that's how you start the day. And you start that, you know, once a day. And then slowly you get twice a day. And it'll take a long time. It'll take months, till you get it to the point. It could take years. Till you get to the point like every half an hour. You're reflecting on a specific aspect of you or something in this world that was created. You know, start with other things and then continue to yourself. I mean, if this would be a long program of study, you know, and this is all part, you know, and if you want to go through a whole more detail of this, that's what the Shar, the Shar in the Chovos Halvavos, the one of Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, you recall long ago, we did the Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, where it gives you 30 things to reflect on. Right? Child at the doorstep. Remember that stuff? Anybody remember it at all?
Yeah.
You know, and 1 year I think we tried to do it for every day in Elul. Never quite finished it, Martin. Remember we did like 27 of them, but we
26.
But we didn't quite finish it. And that's exactly what this is. It's a little bit more sophisticated. This is a more simplistic thing that every day just to reflect on these things. Right? And if every half an hour, just have it come in. Just spend a minute. You can take anything. You know, take anything and just have a reflection of that. You know, maybe we should, you know, tape this. you know, use those soft, tranquil voices. You know, we send in a, because people, you know, close your eyes and just click on to the following audio for 2 minutes. You know, some music coming in the background, nice sea music, you know, with some strings, with a voice over
that'll
saying,
avoid the cult implications.
You know, you know. No, but it'll be a calming. You know, you need to do this. You can't just like read it like an email. You know what I'm saying? Like the email says, think about your hands today. Okay, I'll get around to it. No, you've got to be thinking about it. I don't know if you could do that. I don't know how hard that would be to do, Brian. You'll let me know. You know, to be able to send every morning a little audio, you know, a 2 minute audio. Not more than a minute, 2 minutes. Just with the right kind of string music and you know, the seashore with the seagull, you know. Have you thought about your eyes today? The blessings of your eyes. Why did Hashem give you eyes? How do you plan on using your eyes today? And thank Hashem. Hashem, who created those eyes? Say it with me, please. Hashem, who created my eyes? You created my eyes. For what purpose did you create my eyes, Hashem? You know, and just sit there and just say that. I mean, that's what it would be. That's Mamash. I have to take the person by the hand to do this till the person gets used to that. That would. Trying to remember. I don't remember you sending me that. You may have sent it. I don't remember.
What they do is there's a doctor.
Oh, that one. That one where the doctor talks. Oh, you said that's the one. Yeah, you did send me that one.
And then what's in the background? Esa'inai. Somebody's saying Esa'inai in the background.
Yes.
As the doctors are talking about eyes.
And did you ever check that out, Rafal?
Yeah, I sent them an email.
Did they ever respond? Okay. That's a good thing, too. Okay. Yeah. Although I think it's reading. Again, there's the reading. That's the chachma and bina aspect of it. Now, what they need for that is the das aspect. Is to mamish say it. That's a good chachma bina approach, but you still need that das approach. You know, I'm telling you, if all I had was a good a slick advertising campaign and called it Kabbalah mysticism blah blah blah, you know, self growth, self improvement, feel good blah blah blah, with the right music and you charge enough money, people will do this. You know, you just say it's Torah. Oh, forget it, I don't want to do it. You know, this is the Kabbalah. You get in touch with the Spiros bond, you know. I'm telling you, this is what it's all about. But he's just saying it straight. Right? That's how to do it. You know, the whole program. This could be like a if you want to make money, like a 5-year program, you know, where you get just a little morsel and now we work on that for 6 months. You know. Right. That's why it'll never work. Because everyone wants to be instant Kabbalist and instant close to Hashem, and it just doesn't work. And that probably needs the most selling that it takes much more time. Okay, Peivav. B'darcheinu derech avoda, so in our way, which is the path of this service, anu mamshichim u'miskadim mishalav l'shalav, we're proceeding and we're going forth from one step to the next. Ulam tzarech l'skar, but you have to remember, she'ein lavor mishalav l'shalav b'tzur mehira, you don't go from step to step quickly. Kolzman shashalav hakodem eina kavua b'leiv ha'adam heitev. As long as the earlier step has not been firmly established in your heart properly, ein lahamshich liskadem. You should not go further on to the next step. El lahamshich v'liyaseid heitev es hashalav shabo osuk heitev b'libo. But rather he could continue to lay the foundation of the step that you're in right now. Don't go from one step to the next. You have to fully have one step. We still have to go way back to that first step. Keep mentioning God. Like, God, just keep working on that one. Hopefully we're working on that one. Does anybody have it on their screensaver beside me? Okay, you gotta get into the screen. I'm telling you, it only takes you 3 minutes to put it onto the screensaver. You got step one. You gotta do step one already. You know, I don't know, maybe I can email the screensaver even. So people just put it on. You have to have the time just to do that. But you have to have that step really well. Otherwise, at this point, you know, some of this stuff is getting hard to believe because we haven't done the earlier steps. But al ha'avoda shezacharnu ata, for the work that we're talking about now, specifically step number two, efshur royu muchach, it's possible that it's fitting and it's gotta be. It's required. Lavod bazman rav, it's gonna take a long time for step number two to get through. Adashar yikva b'liba la'odam pnima heitev ha'kora b'ruah shekol dover dover hu nivra shel Hashem yisborach. Until it gets well established in your heart, in the depths of your heart, really well, this clear recognition that each and everything in this world is a creation of God. And here, look at this. Kivyochol, as it were. You know what this step, you know when you're ready to move on past this step? This is the sign to know if you're ready. Kivyochol, as it were. Hachefetz Yizak Vayomerlo. The object screams out and says to you, Ani Nivra Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am a creation of God. Right? The tape recorder is talking to me. I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it talk. And it's saying, I am a creation of God. That, you gotta hear it. You gotta hear it. And we're not saying that you've gone psycho. Because the truth is they are yelling out that they're creations of God. That's what they really are. Oz yiranenu atzei hayar. Then the trees of the forest will all sing out. King David heard them, the song. When you'd say Perek Shira. For those of you who know about Perek Shira. Yeah. Where it's that section of Shira that King Solomon wrote about. That all the animals talk to God. Right? And that the snake says, the scorpion says, Hashem is kind to everyone. Tov Hashem lakov, rachamov al kol masov. The scorpion screams it out. Right? Now, you know, if you say it, you know, next time you see the animals, they got a fancy, now you get a fancy art scroll.
Yeah.
I think with the pictures.
Pictures.
Like Mamish. And soon they're gonna have them talking to you. You know, now that again would be if you go to, I'm sure one day in Borough Park, you're going to have like a little zoo of little animals. You press the button, and he says the pasuk. I'm telling you, it's going to come. It'll be a great educational tool. That would mamish be a great. You know, you have every one of these. You got little figurines. You know, they got now these little teddy bears. You push them. It says I love you. You know. So the technology is there just to say, you know, Tov Hashem, got a little scorpion, Tov Hashem lakov rachamov al kol ma'asov. You know, the Dollarama ducks that people buy, right? It's all there. But it literally, you should be at that level where it's mamish jumping out at you. Chazal say in Yemos HaMashiach, during the times of Mashiach, okay, if on Shabbos you're going to go over to a grape vine, and you'd be tempted to pluck a grapevine. The vine will scream out, Shabbos! Shabbos! Right? It's gonna be screaming out. Can you imagine? It's Shabbos morning. You wake up. You're half asleep. You're going over the light switch. And you're almost going to the light switch. And you hear the light switch saying Shabbos. It should. If you're on this level, your mamish will hear it. It's on a different frequency. You won't catch it in a tape recorder. But in your mind, you're going to, mamish, it's screaming out Shabbos. Everything's screaming out Shabbos. You know, can you imagine if you're surrounded with an orchestra that's talking to you about Hashem at all times? So the tzaddik is saying, you know, as unbelievable as this seems, that you could feel this. You could really feel that's what's going on. You're hearing this symphony all around you. The tape recorder is saying, I'm created by Hashem. And my watch is saying, I'm created by Hashem. And the table is saying, I'm created by Hashem. And the friend that you're jealous of says, I'm created by Hashem. And all of a sudden you're not jealous of him anymore. You know, and the gabbai who forgot to give you the aliyah is screaming out, I'm a creation of Hashem. You're not going to get angry at him anymore. You know, how's it possible to sin anymore? So, I lost my free will choice. No, you chose to go through this pattern, to live this way. If you choose to live, see, that's why what it means in Yemos HaMashiach, there's going to be, the world will be filled with das. In other words, the world will come, that we're going to be at this level. Then you see why you're not going to, people are always asking, how's it going to be when Mashiach comes, we're not going to sin? The Rambam who says that we will still have free will choice in Mashiach's time. and yet we will not sin, and yet we will be rewarded. How does it make? Because he's talking about we're at this level. We finally got the idea. So now, and we chose to accept to be on that frequency. So of course you're not going to sin while these things are jumping at you and saying, I'm a creation of God. But you have to accept it. You have to want it. You have to work on it. And then you know that this is the point. When it gets to this level, we finished the second level. We're ready to move on to the next chapter of the book. When the coffee cup, you know, I think there was a commercial once, I forgot, it was a long time ago. A guy opens up, has a coffee, right? I remember which, and the coffee, the top of the coffee has lips, and it's talking to him. Please, I forgot what it was. So, you mamish have to.
Well, the margarine used to do that.
The margarine, butter, parquet, butter, right? Remember that commercial? It's like mamish talking to you. That's how you know you're on that level where everything is talking to you. So Hashem Yazor, Hashem should help us, Shiniska Kolanu, we should all merit, Shemuna Hazu Taka Shorashim B'dimi Alev, that this Emuna should sprout forth roots within every fiber of our heart. V'itachaya Osanu Chiyus Amitis, it should give us a real, real life. V'niskal Yodol Iskarv L'Bar Yisbrach Shem, we should merit to get close to Hashem. This is certainly ways that will get us close to Hashem. V'lis Dvukim Bo Kol Yomim, that we should be attached to Hashem, Amen, Ken Yiratzon, so shall it be. Okay, so we got 2 minutes, and it's perfect for Pei Zion. Pei Zion, all he's going to do on Pei Zion, we're going to recapitulate everything we've learned in the book. In the last 65 pages, you're getting a one-paragraph recapitulation. Nesakem Bixaris Tvoreinu Arato. We'll now conclude briefly everything we've learned in the book so far. One. Hatachlis shel kol Yehudi. So you missed that last couple, 6 weeks. You're going to get a whole book now in 2 minutes. So now you can come tomorrow morning if you want, and you're not behind, right? Hatachlis shel kol Yehudi, the goal of every Jew, Hulios Karav Labori Olam Edavuk Babori Olam. The goal of every Jew is to be close and attached to the Creator. Two. Herachnu Biyarnu Mahidvekas. We've gone into detail and explained what is this attachment, and we said it's what? Hiskashrus nafshis penimis labariolam. It's a deep spiritual connection to the Creator of the world. Three. What does that mean? Hachaim shal adam chayavim shiu sovim letzir echad. That the life of a person is obliged to revolve around one axis, which is misaviv l'mishabara. So it revolves around who created him. Misaviv l'mishamachayu b'chol rega v'rega, surrounds the one who has sustained his life every moment. And it rotates around the one who leads his life every moment. And it rotates around the one before whom he must give a final judgment at the end of his life for everything he's done. That's what all your life revolves around. And then, and from that you get your reward, which is the essence of cleaving to God. And that's the ultimate reward. That's what you're working on now. That's the ultimate reward which you want later on. That's what Lutzada was saying in the beginning of Derech Hashem, where he talks about how service Hashem is different than everything else, that which you're working for, that's what you're benefiting from right now as you're working on it, this closest to Hashem. And Iker Mahalech Devarenu, and the main pathway of our program here, turn the page, Hulahavi Esa'adam, to bring the person Lamatzav Shiboha Adam Vabori Yim Kishom Yachdov, to a situation where the person and Hashem are all attached one to another. Kesher Amitz V'chazik Ad L'Maod, a very, very strong bonding. V'lich Esim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chaleis, and to live with God every moment. U'b'chal Matzav in every situation. Anachnu Nenasa L'Haros, we are trying to show to tie a person up to Hashem at all times, in every place, in every situation of the soul. It's one path, it's one focus. To attach a person in every situation of Ashan. Ashan stands for the three words. Oilam, Shana, Nefesh. Those are three mystical dimensions of reality. Olam is place, to be connected to Hashem in place, Shana in time, and in Nefesh, literally soul, but means in every circumstance in life. To be connected, Ha'ala Kodesh Baruch Hu to Hashem, Achiyu Bebechinas V'Hoyu Lachadim, until we reach the level of we are all one with another. Okay, we have one more paragraph. We'll, Mr. Shem, pick it up tomorrow. But with that, we really finish this third chapter of the book, and we're willing to start tomorrow the next step of this program of getting close to Kodesh Baruch.